This is Community Conversation, and on the program, we're going to be talking about this month's Hometown Hope, and that is the Fishers and Lowe's Food Pantry of Neighbors of Hope, and got a lot of great people here to talk more about that. And I have with me to tell us more about the Fishers and Lowe's Food Pantry, Dawn Vogel, who is the manager there. Dawn, it's good to have you on the program.
Well,
thanks
for
coming.
Thank you for having us.
We also have volunteers here to talk a little bit more about it. Jeanette Salzwedel?
Close. Janet Salzwedel.
Salzwedel, okay. And Phil Witt, it's good to have you on the program as well. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Thank you for the invite.
Really appreciate it. You're doing a lot of great work, and the Fishers and Lowe's Food Pantry has been in existence for a while, but you have moved to a different location, right, Dawn?
Yes, that's correct. And Janet probably knows more of the timeline in that, but we are now at the First Adrian United Methodist Church on Maple Street, Maple Avenue, Adrian.
Yeah.
And things are going really well.
Good.
Yeah.
We've been at that location now for about a year.
Has it been a year already? Oh, my gosh. I knew when you made the move and everything, and I thought, it's been a year already. So, and Phil, Dawn said it's been working out quite well at that location.
Yes, it has, and she's right. We've been there May 12th. It will be a year where we've been. It's a new location.
Yeah. And, you know, what a great service that you're providing there with Fishers and Lowe's Food Pantry, Janet.
Yes. People may not realize how many people in Lenawee County are insecure in their food supply. Certain costs they can control, certain ones they can't in their household. They can't control their rent or, you know, if their car breaks down. But they can control how much food they buy. Mm-hmm. And rather than have them go hungry, we are happy to share whatever we can in order to alleviate some of that stress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who can take advantage of the food pantry, Phil?
Well, there's certain criteria you have to follow. You have to set up an appointment to talk to either Dawn or Janet or somebody like that. And they have to come up with some information that proves that they are actually a resident of Lenawee County and how much money they have as income. Mm-hmm. and how many people are in their family.
Mm-hmm.
So we're able to help them as much as we can and with as much food as we can to support their family if they have three or even six or more in their family.
And it's all, too, just to help verify things and for you to be able to, as Phil mentioned, Janet, to be able to go and help them the best way possible.
Yes. We really want to help people. And more, we see people unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a short-term thing, but they're welcome to come just one time if they need it to get a boost in their food supply. Or even more often now, people are getting their employment with very low wages, and it's not paying the food bill.
Yes.
And so we have the working poor that are coming to us more and more. And sometimes people are embarrassed. Sometimes they actually feel a little bit of shame, and we go out of our way to just treat them as neighbors. You know, we're just neighbors helping neighbors.
There you
and
go.
And we want them to feel comfortable and not at all that there's anything wrong with getting a little help.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's certainly a non-judgmental zone for the pantry. Our focus is very person-centered. The service is just delivered with such compassion and caring and welcoming. And that's one of the reasons I feel so strongly about this particular pantry is the care that's given and how someone is received when they walk through the door.
You mentioned about the fact and it being, you know, that people that can use this might be your neighbor and
mm-hmm.
everything,
mm-hmm.
which makes me like have a nice transition to your connection with neighbors mm-hmm. of Hope, too. That has been a nice connection there, too, right, Phil?
Right. Yeah, that's A huge factor in the community, like even with the sponsors and the people that donate, in the community, knowing other people, possibly knowing others that are going through a tough time, and knowing that their generosity is helping, and our part in it, the transitioning the food to the community the best that we can.
Yeah, Neighbors of Hope has been around for years with different ministries at different times. And they started Fishes and Loaves, I think, about 10 years ago and mm-hmm. had a couple locations.
Mm-hmm.
Things got tight, and so the First United Methodist Church had some space, and we formed this partnership. And now we have a very rich donation base within the church members and people that they know, in addition to Neighbors of Hope and all their contacts with the businesses in town. And then we also have a rich supply of volunteers. Not all of our volunteers come from the church. Many come from the community. We also have volunteers who are serving a community service that's ordered by the court. Mm-hmm. So we actually have a service that way for the community. People can, in a loving environment, do some good and work off whatever obligation they have to the court system. And so it's been, I think, a very, very fulfilling volunteer situation for all of our volunteers.
Yeah, definitely. And such a blessing, too, at the same time, huh?
Oh,
right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, the pantry's serving about 100 people a month?
Oh, it's closer to 200.
200 people, 100
families.
It shows the need.
It shows the need, doesn't it?
A fair amount of older adults who are on fixed incomes, and with the increase in cost of living, that it's becoming that they're relying on us consistently, other than sort of an emergency stopgap with something in crisis going on, but more people are relying on us on a monthly basis. We
and that's okay too, right,
yeah.
Dawn?
And Neighbors of Hope, the people that were getting help there are coming to our pantry. And at one point, that was something that we were thinking about, looking at: did anybody fall through the cracks? And we wanted to make sure that we are accessible to anybody who needs it. And I think that's been pretty successful in talking to pantry guests that are coming through.
Yeah. And the thing is you mentioned about the volunteers. That has been a mainstay, and that it has such a nice array of people that are volunteering. But still would like, you know, if anybody would like to volunteer, to be able to do so.
Oh, yeah. I was actually in Men's Ministry of Hope for a while. That's what introduced me to the old place on Maumee Street, the warehouse, and donations of textiles and fill the truck and and introduced to dating the food and things like that for Fishes and Loaves.
Yeah.
So sorting all through that and things. So, yes, it's been like over two years now, and I've been a part of it continually since graduating the program September of 24.
Great.
So
good deal.
And then the other thing I'd like to add is that we have quite a few around that have been retired. So we have retirees that are helping us out in mm-hmm. volunteering, and they're tickled to share their time and help out the community working with us.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. If they would like to volunteer, what's the best way for them to reach out to volunteer?
They can give us a call at 517-759-4421. We'll be glad to set up a time for them to come in and see the pantry, and we'll share the information we have and learn more about them.
So the phone number one more time, Dawn?
517-759-4421.
Now, where do you get the donations from to fill the food pantry then, Janet?
We have individuals in the community who know the pantry, and they will drop things off. We have farmers who will, in the growing season, drop off extra produce. Eggs get dropped off by various chicken farmers.
Yeah.
But we also have food drives that various churches in the county have put together, condominium associations, businesses. Adrian College Food Service had a food drive, and other churches too contribute to the pantry. Mm-hmm. So we can get 700 pounds in one donation. We weigh all the food and items and everything when they come in, or we could just get a couple bags. It doesn't matter. We're happy to get that. And I will tell you, one of the interesting donations that we've gotten a couple times, somehow we got on a list, and when produce drivers go to the distribution center in Romulus, Michigan, and this grocery store rejects their shipment for whatever reason, they look for a charity to give the food to, and they've called us twice. So we got 9,000 pounds of wonderful Yukon Gold potatoes,
which
we then shared with other pantries in the county, with Daily Bread, with Salvation Army, with all kinds of churches and other meal programs. And then it happened again. Just recently, we got 3,000 pounds of fresh blackberries because they were rejected by a grocery store.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to drive them back to Texas. I don't know.
Yeah.
So we, again, were on the phones and delivering or having other pantries pick up these items. We are happy to share when we can have an abundant donation like
that's
that.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the collaboration you have with the other food pantries, too, I think is pretty awesome as well. And
yeah, it takes a community. And they're part of the community. With the blueberries or blackberries, they in exchange, they had an overabundance of granola and cereal. And so we were able to take some of that, too. So it's a partnership for sure.
Yeah.
And just meeting the needs of the community.
Yeah.
Horse trading of sorts, just with food.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I like that. But the thing is that, hearing these stories and saying, well, they got plenty. No, it's always good to be able to go and donate whenever you can, when you can, right,
yes.
Dawn?
Yes, and we still have bare shelves, so we would really like to fill those shelves.
Yeah, as much food as comes in goes out of our door.
Yeah. Well, when you mentioned about how many people are taking advantage of the food pantry as well, and, you would like to be able to help even more people, right? To be able to say, hey, come on in, because that's what you are there for, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, they have to be able to fit the criteria so we can help them.
Sure.
Yeah. So, again, the word gets out to maybe other people that are struggling, maybe other family members to them that are not living with them or struggling in a different household. So it can constantly expands.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll help to be able to expand that as well with during the program here this evening, and to be able to say, hey, if you are in need, come. Right, Dawn?
Yep, call us. Yes.
Yep.
Don't hesitate to call or ask questions or stop by the pantry. I also like to thank our sponsors.
Yes, please do.
This is an incredible opportunity for the pantry, and we so appreciate the radio station, WLEN, Catherine Whalen's agency for the Farm Bureau, and the McDonald's of Adrian Hudson. This opportunity probably won't come again for a while for us, and so we're so appreciative. We're hoping to reach people that need us, people that can help us, volunteers.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, for them, if they would like to get more information and or maybe to set up an appointment, that phone number once again, Dawn,
517-759-4421.
Okay. And you're located once again at, Janet?
If you go to 1245 West Maple Avenue, that is the address of the First United Methodist Church. Around the back parking lot, we have a door that is marked Fishes and Loaves, and that's where you come.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if you'd like to volunteer, please do, right, Phil?
Mm-hmm. That's right. If you have the opportunity, you want to have, you visit for a morning shift, a couple hours, or an afternoon shift.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, we are open Monday, Wednesday, Friday, from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. and Saturdays 10 a.m. until noon.
Okay, very good. Well, I want to thank all of you for being on the program. And once again, congratulations for being the Hometown Hope for this month.
Yeah.
And much success and continued success. And I hope that more people will take advantage of the services that you are providing.
Help us with that food drive May 22nd.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
Yeah.
Good
thank
deal.
You.
Thank you so much. My guests have been Don Vogel, Phil Witt, and Janet
Salzwedel.
Thank you very much for being our guest here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.